bring in a man who, I mean, as soon as the broadcast is over, it's like, all right, we're moving on to next week.
Right.
Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores.
Exactly right. You got to focus on the task at hand.
There's no time to celebrate this week's broadcast.
No, we don't even have a 24-hour rule.
No.
No, like 24 minutes.
Something like that. What's going on, Joe?
Not much. It's just watching the ESPN showing the Brett Favre throwing overtime last night to win. That was pretty special for him and overshadowed, I guess, Jay Cutler's last drive, from their own 7. With 2 minutes and 20 seconds left to get them down for the field goal to tie it up. But good game. Jay, 21 for 34, I guess, for 260-something. So I thought he showed himself pretty well on a Monday night.
Nice to see offensive linemen getting some recognition, and that's what Hamilton Holiday got, SEC O Lineman of the Week.
This guy is one of those guys that just plays in the middle of that line. He's the center. He has tremendous responsibility, and he's a great young man. He's very not only talented on the field, but in the classroom. He's a Draddy Trophy semifinalist, which is a very special award. And nice, he had, I think, 7 knockdown blocks in the game, graded out at 93%, which is really high. And certainly nice to see him get some recognition.
And his family and friends can tailgate before the game. I always see them down there.
I'm telling you, they're great. They're loyal. You see a bunch of the 53 jerseys out there in a pack together, and they travel all the time. So it's great to have that kind of support in the stands for him.
Joe, I guess from a Vanderbilt coaching staff perspective, and we're going to have Bobby Johnson on, of course, later in the 7 o'clock hour.
Right.
But Drew Miller, the center for Florida, admitting that their play calling was affected by Tim Tebow's right shoulder injury. So it'll be very interesting to see what Bruce Fowler does in terms of his defensive scheme and how he goes after Tebow. I mean, let's face it, that's the nature of the game and just how Florida might try to protect him on Saturday.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. There's all kinds of sidebars in this game. Tebow's situation, and we talked a little bit about it last night. If you're a coach, if you're a player, and a guy is playing and he's banged up on his shoulder, where you're going to try to hit that shoulder every chance you get. You're doing it legally, but you're going to try to make him pay if he's going to try to run the football. So it will be interesting to see what they do. But it's not unlike the situation that Vanderbilt was kind of in with Chris. When Chris was playing, it was apparent that he was having difficulty throwing the football. So I think Team Miami probably pretty much knew that we were going to run the football with him in the game. It was just, could they stop it? And they could not. So I think there's going to be a little bit of that on both sides. And both teams have injuries. We'll see how much Tebow plays. We've got to see what McKenzie feels like this week and what Chris feels like. So I think Kovalchuk's going to get a lot of reps as well. There's all kinds of sidebars to this one.
Should I give Tebow an extra shot with a microphone when he runs
over? If you accidentally walk by, if something happens.
Oh, sorry, Tim.
Isn't it interesting this time of year, guys? This is not Vanderbilt related, but look at all the teams that are in the news for different reasons. Of course, Mark Richt apologizing yesterday for sending the team out on the field after that touchdown. And then Greg Hardy suspended at Ole Miss, the sack leader. You've got the LSU, Ryan Perilous suspended, won't play against Alabama. It's just all these teams this time of year having things crop up, and so everybody's got their adversity to deal with this week.
Joe, we appreciate it as always. Visit with you again tomorrow.
Okay, guys, see you.